Welcome back to our very first offering for 2021. Anya and I are super excited to share this with you today, but recently we've really felt the importance of creating space for alternative visions for the future, because we felt that it's very rare that we hold conversations about radical visioning for the future, and it's something that we want to do a lot more in our work. And so as a gift, as our first offering for this year, we want to offer up what has been our future vision for fashion in the coming years, and invite you to really create your own as well.
We're really excited to share just some ideas that might spark something more for you on the fashion futures you would like to see in the world.
And you can use this however you feel best. If you want to use it as a form of meditation to kind of sit down and close your eyes and listen to it and really allow yourself to be taken with it, then use it that way. Or if it's just something you want to listen to as kind of a way to remind yourself that where we are isn't where we are always going to be, and that by holding strong to visions for the future that are beautiful and light and are for the thriving of all within our fashion ecosystem, that that's that we call ourselves into that. So use it as you will, but this is our offering for you for 2021.
Fashion is now an industry that uplifts society in the most beautiful of ways, that creates community as well as fosters and celebrates pure creativity within the world. Fashion has adopted an economics as based upon care and regeneration of the land. Regeneration is at the core of every business and venture. More is always given back than taken. Permission needs to firstly be granted from the earth and the custodians of that place before taking resources.
First Nations peoples of the world are deeply respected and consulted on for all fashion practices. Culture and race have become truly embraced and respected as part of the diversity that contributes to a thriving fashion ecosystem. The many different ways of knowing and being in the world are recognized and embraced.
The age of the individual designer at the helm has disappeared. Even though individuality is still celebrated and cultivated, community, co-creation, and collective leadership are fundamental pillars of fashion.
Trends are a relic of the past. Everyone now dresses based on what their heart desires, what makes their bodies feel good. All styles are celebrated. Everyone is safe to aesthetically express themselves. People buy only what they truly love, what their soul desires. Because we feel so full on the magic of life, mindless consumption has ceased to exist. Instead, clothing is bought, cared for, and cherished for generations. Fast fashion has become obsolete.
Local fashion hubs have sprouted up around every corner of the world. Community maker centers, repair hubs, and fashion learning areas can now be found in every city and town. All have free access to these centres. Long gone are the days of fashion hierarchical epicentres. Instead, now every city, every town, every landscape is a new centre for fashion that emerges from what is local in that context. Local production and making practices are fully supported. Collaborations with overseas makers allow for mutual exchange of skills and world views.
Fashion education is co-created with nature, where students must first understand all the relations that exist in their place before designing. Connection to place infiltrates all their work. Boundaries are pushed and new possibilities are always imagined and brought through. Fashion education cultivates students that expand the parameters of what fashion can be. Fashion is an ever-evolving concept. There are no rules in dogma, and the next generation of practitioners decide how they want fashion to emerge, as custodians of the land and visionaries of society and culture. Every fashion practitioner has a thorough understanding of all that happens in their place.
Fashion is based upon values of reciprocity, reverence, listening, and radical responsibility to the earth, to one another, and to ourselves. Before anything is designed, 7 generations forward are always considered, and the wisdom and lessons from the 7 generations before is contemplated upon. There are no rules or dogma with how fashion is done anymore. Instead, it remains an open field and ever changing in the ebbs and flows with what is needed in the community in that time.
Materials for textiles are grown through regenerative methods that uplift entire communities. Technology is used within fashion as a tool for enhancement. It's an incredible partner. People revere items that have been made slowly, with love, artisanal craftsmanship, and care. Artisanal work is regarded as the highest expression, and thus artisans are highly revered in society.
Fashion supply chains have been replaced with fashion communities, and true partnerships take place from the boardroom to the field, between CEO and farmer, and all other community members in between. Everyone does work that is in the highest alignment and integrity for them. Each person in the fashion community feels deeply fulfilled in their role of work and is free to move roles if or when they feel the desire to try something new.
Creatives, garment workers, producers, and all fashion workers are compensated above and beyond for their contribution to society. There are multiple currencies available. There is no separation between the physical and the spiritual. All garments and things are seen as animate objects and therefore respected and cared for. There is no such thing as waste, as all materials are used mindfully and given back to the earth or reused in other creative ways.
Fashion garments are kept in circulation for generations, treasured and cared for, and then passed on when they no longer feel true to their owner's creative evolution. Garments are so carefully, beautifully, and thoughtfully created that they carry such high vibrations, they raise the energy of the wearer and contribute to their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing, as well as that of the planets. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll take this vision, make it your own, and dream big for the futures that you would like to see in the world.